Multiple officers then approached to inspect the car.
It turns out it's an autonomous car operated by the company Cruise. It won approval this year to operate driverless taxis in part of the city. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Wednesday morning. Staying cloudy and breezy today with our high nearing 84. South winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Rain and thunderstorms overnight with a low around 40. Staying mostly sunny throughout Wednesday with our high nearing 53. Cloudy and 28 Wednesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Topeka woman died in Salina Sunday evening after she was shot driving along I-70 near Solomon. Around 9 p.m. on Sunday, the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to reports of a gunshot wound at the Dollar General 100 Dakota Drive. Deputies said the resulting investigation found Samantha E. Baum, 27, of Topeka, had sustained a single gunshot wound while she was driving westbound on I-70 near Solomon. Baum later died as a result of her injuries at Salina Regional Health Center. Deputies arrested Eric S. Wymore, 48, of Beulah, Colorado, and he was booked into the Dickinson County Detention Center for involuntary manslaughter. The Carlson Road fire in northern Riley County is now completely contained. That's according to the Riley Fire District No. 1. Authorities have not released details on what started the fire. It's estimated that around 2,000 acres had burned. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated, and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
A Wichita Community Task Force reviewing the death of a black teenager who was restrained for more than 30 minutes at a Kansas juvenile detention center learned that a police officer changed his answers on a form that otherwise would have led police to take the teen to a hospital instead of booking him into the detention center. The Wichita Eagle reported Sunday that a Sedgwick County official who oversees admissions into the detention center told the task force that the officer initially reported that there were signs that 17-year-old Cedric Lofton needed medical attention last September, but he changed his answers after being told the teen would need a medical review if he said yes on the form. Police say a shooting in Mission, Kansas left one teen dead and another injured. The Kansas City Star reports the shooting happened just before 9 p.m. Sunday in the Silverwood Apartments parking lot. A teenage boy died at the scene while a teenage girl was taken to a hospital. Police have not released their names, and police say they're searching for a sport utility vehicle seen speeding from the shooting scene. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A bill that would have allowed people in the majority of U.S. states to carry concealed handguns without a permit died when Nebraska state lawmakers derailed the proposal after hearing concerns from law enforcement officials. The bill would have made Nebraska the 26th state to adopt so-called constitutional carry legislation. Supporters in Nebraska fell two votes short of the 33-vote supermajority needed to overcome a filibuster led by opponents, which prevents lawmakers from advancing it this year. Permitless concealed carry is already allowed out in 25 conservative-leaning states. The Nebraska bill won initial approval last month, but stalled yesterday on the second of three required votes in the waning days of the legislative session. Volunteer fire departments and emergency management agencies responded to an incident in Kimball County yesterday afternoon that closed Highway 71 between Kimball and Gearing. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation website, a vehicle was reported to be on fire. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce DeYerking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week continued a conversation with Public Works, advising that Gage County has indicated they're not in favor of participating in a bridge replacement on State Line Road in Oquito Township, but they would consider a low water crossing on the north side of the bridge for access. Following discussion regarding use of Washington County equipment for placing shoulder rock on the county blacktop roads, a motion was approved for purchase of equipment at a cost of $55,000. After a recent request for painting lines on the Oquito blacktop, commissioners indicated they would consider outside lines and would look at bids in conjunction with future overlay work. Agency on Aging advised they're now offering Meals on Wheels delivery in Oquito, and the agency is offering free transportation for Marshall County residents again throughout the month of April. Those interested should contact the Agency on Aging office for more details, with 24-hour advance reservations preferred. The county councilor advised a tax sale is planned perhaps late next month, and Aaron Prawley was approved for hire as RN with the county health department. Property valuations were discussed last week at the Washington County Commissioners meeting, with the appraiser advising residential valuations rose by just over 5%, based on home sales last year. Some counties reportedly saw double-digit increases. Ag land values rose an average 2% for Washington County. It was suggested the mill levy could be reduced in order to keep tax bills in line, considering the increase. It was reduced by 8 mills last summer. A request was heard that appeals be offered in person, as the pandemic had changed the process to phone conversations only. Conversation continued regarding distribution of American Rescue Plan federal funding. Nearly half of the second round of some $1 million went toward updating radios and repeaters for first responders, and $250,000 was distributed to the 10 fire and 4 EMS units in Washington County. Ideas for remaining funds had been housing and industrial development, and a suggestion was forwarded that proceeds be shared with townships, while another consideration was developing a sign-on bonus for EMTs and training. No final decisions were made. Discussion was held by Nemaha County Commissioners last week concerning approval of a new employee handbook, as well as starting pay for new employees and sick and vacation leave for non-elected department heads. Discussion took place on the Gage County Rural Broadband Project at last week's Board of Supervisors meeting. Gage County received some $4.2 million with the American Rescue Plan Act. It was suggested the best way to impact the most people was broadband updates. A committee requested proposals for rural broadband work and received bids from Windstream, Nextlink, and Diode. They unanimously recommend moving forward with contract negotiations with Nextlink, which will improve a significant part of rural Gage County with fiber. They'll hit about 1,000 homes in the next 2 years. Their cost per month was around $30 less than the next applicant. Supervisors voted unanimously to approve recommendation of Donald Eshaw as manager for the Gage County Agricultural Society. Grass fires aggravated by dry and windy conditions continue to challenge area fire departments as Riley County responded Monday afternoon to a fire out of control northwest of Manhattan near University Park. It was reported the grass fire in northern Riley County last week north of Randolph was 100% contained and involved some 2,000 acres total. A field fire in Gage County Monday afternoon, 7 miles southwest of Beatrice, involved corn stubble in a field near Hellas. A pivot irrigator and tillage equipment from volunteers were used to contain the blaze near West Oak and West Maple Roads. On Saturday, Washington County units responded a mile west of U.S. 36 in the K-148 intersection. Washington, Barnes, Hanover, and Morrillville fire departments answered. Hanover firemen were dispatched to a grass fire near the Hollenburg Pony Express Station. Logan Township and the Odell Fire Department were dispatched for mutual aid. The Greenlee Fire Department was dispatched Saturday to a grass fire at Wagon Train and 15th Road, with Greenlee and Barnes dispatched again later for the same fire. Clara A. Ebeling, age 95, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Clara Ebeling. Carol M. Stout, age 84, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday at 2 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 6, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Carol Stout. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, French bread, tossed salad, and diced peaches. Tomorrow, ham, sweet potatoes, peas, pineapple cake. ENDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Wednesday morning. Temperatures warming up extremely quickly throughout the region today, but there will be a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the Midwest. And south winds will pick up between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 60s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms will continue throughout the overnight hours, but temperatures will start to shift pretty quickly. Tonight, we can expect to see lows in the lower 30s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and mid 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65. Record high on this date, 88. The average low, 41. The record low, 18. Sunset this evening, 8:01. Sunrise in the morning at 6:55. Cloudy, overcast, maybe some light mist in the air. It's 52 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 12th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Here are your three bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son. This bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
A stunner in Philly and a new chapter for the Lakers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Mets were leading the Phillies 4-0 last night before Philadelphia erupted for 5 runs in the 8th sending the Mets to their second straight loss.
The 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on from
right
gap.
Center field. It's going to get down for a base hit in the gap, and it's going to give the Phillies the lead.
The call on WIP, JT Realmuto hit a two-run shot, while Rhys Hoskins and Didi Gregorius followed with run-scoring doubles, lifting the Phillies to the 5-4 victory. NBA, a Monday MRI revealed that Mavs star Luka Doncic suffered a left calf strain in Dallas's regular season finale. No word yet if the three-time All-Star will be ruled out for Game 1 of the Mavs' first-round playoff series against the Jazz. The Atlanta Dream selected Kentucky's Ryan Howard as the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft.
This is a dream come true.
Just 2 years after winning title number 17 for the Lakers, the Purple and Gold announced that Frank Vogel is out as head coach. Later in the day, Russell Westbrook opened up about the Lake Show's nightmare of a season and his disconnect with Vogel.
I'm not sure what his issue was with me, or I'm not sure why, but I can't really give you an answer why things we never really connected. Maybe, you know, that's something that he has to answer.
Back to baseball, the Yankees had no answer for the Blue Jays.
The pitch. There's a swing and a shot down the left field line, poking into the corner and gone!
The call on SN 590, George Springer blasted a two-run homer and an RBI double. Toronto won 3-0 in the Bronx. NHL, the Pens' Evgeny Malkin has been suspended 4 games without pay after cross-checking Predators defenseman Mark Borowiecki in the face in Sunday's game. He's eligible to return on April 23rd against the Red Wings. On the ice last night, the Jets outdueled the Canadiens 4-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Cuba gets much of its imported wheat from the Black Sea region, but the war in Ukraine has cut off much of that supply. Cuban agriculture minister stressing the country is looking to diversify its imports. Countries like France and Canada also ship wheat to Cuba, but those imports have gotten very expensive, adding to Cuban concerns. The U.S. exports almost no wheat to Cuba, and the U.S. partially lifted its embargo on exports to Cuba about 20 years ago, but remains illegal to provide credit to Cuban importers. So a Cuban government import official said Cuba routinely given about a year to pay Canadian wheat exporters. USDA announcing yesterday that China purchased more than 1 million metric tons of U.S. corn, adding to the buying spree from tight U.S. stocks as the Russian invasion continues to hobble Ukrainian exports. The Monday report shows Chinese buyers snapped up over 1 million tons of U.S. corn. The purchases include 680,000 for delivery in the current marketing year, 340,000 tons for the 22-23 marketing year, which gets underway on September 1st. Now, China's preferred supplier of corn is Ukraine, but the country's exports are all been shut down because of the Russian invasion, leading Chinese buyers to try and make up that lost supply with U.S. corn, according to Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at the StoneX Group. It's evident that China is getting concerned about the global supply of corn, he says. Ukraine no longer available to them, and at least as long as the war continues and as long as Ukrainian ports are blocked. It's not just Ukraine that has the Chinese concerned. He said USDA recently cut its forecast for corn planting in the U.S. and recent dry weather in Brazil, raising concerns about the country's second crop, or safrinha. USDA said in its March 31st prospective planting report the U.S. corn planting would drop by 4%, and an analysis last week noted farmers are favoring soybeans over corn. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Stecklane report with our partners over at Cake News.
4 out of 10 rural bankers project a jump in farm income in 2022. Now that's 4 out of 10. Where's the other 6? That's what I'm wondering, and it doesn't tell me much about those guys or gals. Well, if you're going to be borrowing money to put some product into the ground, which almost everybody in the business has to do. By the way, I'm going to check out grain prices and seed prices coming up here in the Stecklane Report. Stay tuned for that in the next week or two. In the meantime, it's kind of interesting to see what these bankers are thinking. For 16 straight months, the rural economy has posted a healthy increase in the Creighton University RMI situation. They analyze probably a dozen bankers across the country in rural areas only to figure out how their attitude sets, and then comes up with an RMI figure that says 50.0 is average. Right now is at 65.4. Bullish. That's what the bankers are thinking. 42% of them expect higher net farm income in 2022. They'll better be, or else they're not going to pay the expenses. 46% expect no change, though. 12% expect a fall in net farm income. While loan activity has increased, farmers seem to be in good cash position, they say. Surging farm input costs and global tensions have got some of them worried. But even because of that, 96% of the bankers indicate they have not tightened credit standards for farmers. So I think probably we can get a still pretty good loan if you wink at him when you come in the front door. That's pretty important. See you on the next Stecklane Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
USD 223 is looking to fill 2 custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. 2 custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
Ready to stash the winter garments? Not so fast, says time-tested weather lore. An old-time proverb for April today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 12th, the 102nd day of the year.
Actress Claire Danes has a birthday, and the Civil War began on this day in 1861 when Confederate troops launched an attack on Fort Sumter. Have you heard this one before? Shed no thread until April is dead. It's a bit of weather lore that reflects this month's unsettled climate, and it only takes a glance at the weather archives to see the truth in it. In late April of 1994, for example, only days after temperatures were in the 80s, parts of the northern plains were buried under a foot of snow. That phrase, by the way, originates in the balmier climates of France, so depending on where you live, you might want to extend the shed no thread advice into early May. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather proverbs at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY with a cloudy overcast. Might be a light mist in the air. 52 this hour. We'll expect unseasonably mild highs well into the 80s today. That may prompt some thunderstorm development. Good chance for thunderstorms. Some could be severe through the evening hours. Stay tuned to KNDY for severe weather coverage, if warranted.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Stephen Kwan kept up his historic start to his big league career with the bases loaded triple. Oscar Mercado added a two-run homer, and the Cleveland Guardians beat Kansas City 10-7 to split their season opening series Monday at Kauffman Stadium. Kwan became the first player in big league history to begin his career by reaching base at least three times in each of his first four games. He was 9 of 13 for the series, reaching base in 15 of 19 plate appearances. Cape of Mount Carmel's Will Ancio announced his commitment to play football at Kansas State Sunday night. Ancio, a 6'6" tight end in the class of 2023, picked the Wildcats over a handful of other Power 5 schools, including Kansas. According to his 24/7 sports recruiting profile, the 6'6" junior is ranked as a three-star prospect and a top 10 player in the state of Kansas. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host seven home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
KNDY.
Looks like everybody's here. Had to put some folding chairs in the vestibule. Yeah, it's getting full. Even old Aunt Ruby came. Her first time on an aeroplane. It's her sister's girl. She said she wouldn't miss it for the world. And all them youngins squirming in the pews. Mr. Charlie in his lime green suit is a handsome man, remarks Widow Callahan. Uncle Joe and Uncle Jake haven't spoken since 88. Just said hello. It's a good day to let it go. So let the angels gather, let the music play, let the preacher get to preaching all the do you take. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring, tie the cans to the back of that limousine. For love is a beautiful thing. Waiting with the bride as she helps him with his tie. She sees a tear. He says it's hot in here. He hugs his little girl and asks, how did you grow up so fast? God, I wish your mama could be here for this. Everybody stands and smiles as she comes walking down the aisle in her mama's gown. Daddy breaks on down. Grand and Gramps in the second row stood right there 50 years ago and said their vows. I guess it's working out.
So let the angels gather, let the music play. Let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring. Tie the cans to the back of that limousine. Love is a beautiful thing. A little table full of gifts, catering is covered dish, and the wedding band, well, that's on her hand. Tommy's teasing Lorelai, he pushed her down and made her cry, and neither one knows a day will come. When the angels gather and the music plays, the preacher gets to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring. Tie the cans to the back of that limousine. Love. It's a beautiful thing. Love, it's a beautiful thing.
through my frozen heart.